There's some new information regarding the shooting of the homeless person in Los Angeles. Associated Press is reporting that a homeless man who was killed by Los Angeles police on Skid Row was living under an assumed name and was wanted for violating probation terms for bank robbery. And that's coming from French and U.S. officials. Law enforcement officials has identified the victim as Charlie Robinet. Axel Cronot, the consul general for France in Los Angeles, said the man stole the identity of a French citizen who was living in the United States under an assumed name. He had also applied for a French passport in the late 1990s to come to the United States to pursue a career in acting. Using the name Robinet, the man was identified as a French national in 2000 when he was convicted of robbing a Wells Fargo branch and pistol-whipping an employee in an effort to pay for acting classes at a Beverly Hills playhouse. The arrest spurred the consulate to provide the man with support, but as he was nearing his release from prison in 2013, officials found that Robinet in France had his identity stolen and that the person in the U.S. was a imposter. So the investigation is continuing, and it looks like that there is a new angle on the video, too, as far as the shooting goes. Police Chief Charlie Beck said some of the veteran officers that were on scene had completed our most extensive mental illness training over a 36-hour course. Initial signs showed the officers used what they had learned during the confrontation despite the outcome. And there's the possibility that the homeless person grabbed for the police officer's gun, although that part is still under investigation. So we hope that folks don't jump to conclusions too quickly. There is a lot more to this story, and I'm sure it'll come out in the days and weeks to come. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.